Shavuot Tov Mevarach. Mishnah Yomi continues in Pesachim chapter 2, Mishnah Dalit. Ha'ochel Trumat Chametz bePesach. Someone ate Chametz on Pesach, and it was also Truma, that first tithe, which is given to Kohanim and forbidden for non-Kohanim to partake of. Bishogeg, he did so by mistake, did not realize it was Truma. So what's the din? Mishalem Keren V'Chomesh. He pays the Keren, that's the actual value, V'chomesh, and also the one-fifth penalty payment. As we discussed in Zeraim when we learned Masechet Trumot, that this chomesh is actually from the outside. So it's one-fifth of the total, meaning he's adding a 25% penalty payment on the value. Now, the chiddush here is you might have thought that chametz on Pesach has no value. After all, it's forbidden for a Jew to have hanah, to have enjoyment from the chametz. So what do you mean the value? Well, we learn out because the verse says that if a non-Kohen eats, he pays the Kodesh to the Kohen. It doesn't say he pays the value of what he ate. It says he pays something that's Kodesh, that's Roi Liot Kodesh. So he pays back in edible food or in money. Even though technically during Pesach there's no value to the Chametz, he still has to give this restitution and the Chomesh to the Kohen. But the Mishnah continues, B'mezid, if it's on purpose, Potter mitashlumin midmei eitzim. He doesn't have to pay back because the verse is by mezid. It's a din of paying back without a chomesh. It's not a penalty. It's not a restitution. And also he doesn't pay dmei eitzim. That's the value of firewood. Now this is if the truma is tmeya, then the kohen can't even eat it. No one can eat it, not even the kohen. But the kohen is allowed to use it as firewood or as we've seen as oil. As we saw at one of the examples in the last parak, was truma oil that was contaminated. Great, let's go on to Mishnah. Hey, Eilu Dvarim, these are the things, the species, She'adam Yodzei Behen Yidei Hovata B'Pesach, with which you can fulfill your obligation to eat matzah on Pesach. And these are, we combine in the Torah, the Pasuk combines the Isser, the prohibition of Chametz, with the mitzvah of matzah. They're right next to each other. So the things that can become Chametz, the species of grains that do become Chametz instead of just rotting, those are the ones you can use for matzah. So we list them, Bechitin, wheat, Besorin, barley, Bekusmin, with spelt, Beshifon, with rye, Beshuachual, with oats. So matzah from any of these items works as matzah. The mission continues, v'yotzin b'demai, and you can use demai produce. Now this is produce, we learned a whole masechta about demai in Zeraim, that it has a doubt about the situation. If the person, the Amaretz, who grew these crops or sold these crops, took all of the tithes or not, but demai can be eaten by poor people, and somebody can mafkir, can make ownerless his possessions and become temporarily a poor person. So he could use demai for matzah if he has nothing else. But maisa rishon, jenit l'trumato, or maisa rishon, that they've taken the truma already. So technically, maisa rishon should go to a levi, but anyone could technically eat it once you've taken the truma. Maisa sheni v'hekdesh sheniftu, or with the second tithe, or hekdesh, which was kodshim, which was supposed to go to the temple, but it's niftu, it's been redeemed, it's been bought back from that status, so now anyone can eat it. Kohanim b'chala b'truma. Kohanim can use chala and truma. Now this chala is not the chala we eat on Shabbos, every Shabbos when it's not Pesach. Challah is a special gift given to the Kohanim from doughs that were prepared. We don't give it nowadays because it has a ritual impurity. But back when they were separating challah tahara, pure challah, they would give it to a Kohen and he could use it to make his matzah. Aval lo betevel, but not tevel. Tevel is untithed produce. Nobody can eat tevel because you have not separated the tithes. Voloba maiserishon lin in the trumato, or maiserishon where you haven't taken truma gedola, that's also prohibited to everyone, even to kohanim. Voloba maiser sheni v'hegdesh shelo niftu, and not the second tithe or kodesh items that should go to the temple, but they have not been redeemed. And the Mishnah adds on halot toda, loaves from a toda offering. We mentioned the toda offering in the first parak that it was not brought Erev Pesach, because some of the loaves were chametz, but here we're talking about the ones that were matzah, that were not chametz. Remember, there are 40 loaves, and 3/4 of them were not chametz, were actually matzah, were unleavened, or kikei nazir, and the wafers of a nazir. This is another kind of a mincha, and it's a flatbread, it's actually a matzah that's brought as an offering by a nazir who's completing his naziris, asan le'atzma, if one made them for himself, for his own carbon. But then he changed his mind and decided, you know, maybe made extra. Maybe he says, you know, I'll wait and I'll bring my carbon todah and my naziris after Pesach. Let's use these for matzah. Ein yotzin behen. So he can't use them. Why? Because they weren't guarded against chametz. He prepared them, you know, for the sake of naziris or for the sake of his carbon todah, but he didn't guard them from becoming chametz for the sake of a mitzvah. But the Mishnah ends off, Asan limkor b'shuk, if he made them to sell in the shuk, he made them to sell for somebody who needs the wafers of a nazir, which are unleavened, or needs the matzah for a carbon todah. So there he'd be careful that they would never become chametz. And he might have extra ones for mitzvah, for the matzah for Pesach, for the matzah of mitzvah at the Pesach Seder. So he'd be careful because some of them he knows if he doesn't sell them all, he could use the leftovers to sell for people who need matzah on Pesach. So be very careful. They shouldn't become chametz. Yotzin bahem. They were protected for the sake of the mitzvah. Shmartem et hamatzot. Shmartem et mitzvot. It's what the Pesach really says. But we read shmartem et hamatzot, that matzah for the mitzvah needs a special shmirah. So here, since he had in mind, the extras could be for the mitzvah of Pesach Seder. They are good to go. Yashar kochachem. Be well.